after shiur on Sunday, so one of the participants asked me, is there a practical nafgamina between the Gaonim and the Rishonim in terms of their understanding of Cheskas Gimel Shana? We pointed out that within the sugya, it reads totally differently, both in terms of Hochayusha and in terms of Rava. But the question is, the Seder, bottom line is we pass into the din of Cheskas Gimel Shana. Is there any nafgamina in terms of the way that it is built? Are we dealing over here with a raya to a taina? Are we dealing over here with a maisa kinyan? So I don't remember if I mentioned, but I'll just, if I didn't mention, I'm sorry, I just left it out then. If one moves over for a minute to Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph, we won't get into the sugya per se, there's a sugya from Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis through Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph dealing with Rava Bar Sharshom. And over there, they raise the issue that he tried to get out of taking a shvua by being toein lekuchahi biyadi. So Tosus, look at Tosus over there in the Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph, Dibur Maskil Migo. The Tosus asks, "V'tema my daite the Rava Bar Sharsham? How did he think in the world of getting out of taking a shvua by claiming lekuchahi biyadi? Afilu itoin lekuchahi biyadi. If a person wants to use Cheskas Gimel Shanim." He wants to claim this land is mine, and I bought it 3 years ago, and I lost my shtar. Shvuas heses boi la'olam. He still has to be nishba a shvuas heses. We have over here a room for such a shvua. The einish, in other words, I normally einish ben ala karkos. That's by shvuas daraisa. This is a shvuas drabanan, etc. That's the shita over here of Tosos and of many rishonim. Al Atar over here in Babasa Lamed Gimel, the Ramban personally agrees with Tosos, but the Ramban quotes the Gaonim who disagree. This Lechora is a very, very practical nafgamina. Namely, does a person who comes and says, I want this land because I purchased it, and more than 3 years have passed, does he have to be Nishba Shvuas Heses? According to Tosfos and most Rishonim, certainly. After all, we don't know that it's his. We have a raglayim ladavar, or we have a takanas chachamim. But, you know, we have basically a suffix in mamanos. And we're not sure whether the raya, the shasik, raglayim ladavar, holds water. It doesn't hold water. You have to be nishba. However, according to the gaonim, what are you bringing? You're bringing edim, you made a kinyan. The 3 years you've been living on the land, that is your kinyan. If you bring edim that you did a kinyan, why should you be nishba? You know, there's nothing better. You're not going to add any birur by being nishba if all you have is a raya. So there are rayos and there are rayos. So Chazal say that when you have a taina and a raya, there's still room for a shvuas heses to be a makib patish in terms of your ne'emanos. But if you're bringing edim, no one ever says that when you bring edim, you have to be nishba a shvuas heses as well. How would a shvua add anything to edim? So over here we would have just one nafgamina, one clear nafgamina, between the Gaonim and the other Rishonim. Okay, we'll get to it later on when we get to Daf Lamed Gimel. Maybe we'll see other nafgaminas as well. That's point number one. Point number two is where we left off on Sunday. We had discussed the Tosfos on Daf Chav Chesamad days, in which, to understand the Hava meaning of the Gemara, Ela Me'ato Chazoka Sheinim Matayna Tehevi Chazoka, Tosfos posited that there's a concept of mechila on karka. One can be mochel on karka. And by the comparison to Shor HaMuad, we now have a birur that the Marikama is a shatkan. He's never going to say beep. And if he's never going to say beep, then that we can consider that to be a mechila, and you could transfer bailus via mechila. We raised our eyebrows. Lechora, that goes beyond the classic understanding of mechila. It also is not mashma that way from the Gemara in Kedushin, that mechila applies to shibudim, applies to chovot, it doesn't apply to a be'en. But we saw that within the Rambam we have two lashanos. It could be pulled in one direction, like the Lecha Mishnah. The Rav wanted to pull it in another direction. And that there yitachin is a machlokas rishonim as to whether there's a concept of mechila by karka. So Tosus over here is assuming there is mechila by karka, at least in the Havamina. And the Rashba, Alatar, says there's no such thing as mechila by karka. We have to look for another direction. Let's move over to the Gemara Daf Kaf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara is searching for the source of Gimel Shanim. Brought the raya of Rav Yosef and the Psukim in Yirmiyahu and came to conclusion that that was an Eitza Tova. Elam Arava, the fifth line, Shata Kamaisa Mochilinish, Tarte Mochil, Tlas Lo Mochil. Amalei Abaye, Elam Ayata, Kihadra Arate Hadra Labarmi Peri, Alam Amrav Nachman, etc. Elam Arava moved to a different side. Namely, that there had been a Deya in Rava, that the silence of the Marikama would serve as a Mechila on the Peros. Now, the question is, does this mean that whatever questions we had on Tosfos, we now have on the Gemara? Tosfos said we have a din of Mechila on Karka. So we asked him a Sugin Kedushin, we asked him a Rambam, etc. Are these questions also on this Gemara that deals with Mechila on Peros? Is Mechila on Peros like Mechila on Karka? Namely, that if you hold this Mechila on Be'en, then it applies to Karka and Peros. If you hold this no Mechila on Ben, then neither Karka nor Peros. Yes? So the Rashba over there on Daf Kaf Ches Amid Bey is related to this, and the Rashba sets up the Gemara on Daf Kaf Ches Amid Aleph as an Ukimta. The Ukimta is that these Peros were already eaten. Namely, we're dealing post facto. If the Peros were already eaten, and now the question is, does the machzik owe money to the marikama to pay for these peros? Is there a debt? Is there a shibud on the part of the machzik to the marikama on the value of the peros? On that, there's mechila. That's what the Rashba points out on Daf Kafches Amud Beis. Namely, we have to set it up as such an ukimta. If the machzik were to ask us, l'chatchila, can I eat the peros? Can I be somech on the fact that there's a mechila? We would answer, a person can't be mochel on peros. You can't be mochel on peros. There's no such thing as mechila on peros. Namely, l'chatchila, the machzik cannot eat the peros. However, b'di'evit, if the machzik ate the peros, and now the question is, does he have to pay for it? Do we have over here a debt, a shibud? On that, you can have mechila. Just to find the Rashba. V'chein name achilas peros achar she'ochal hare chazar al ha'ochel l'chov ba'alma v'yochal hu l'mochlo ma she'en kein b'gufo shel karka. As long as the peros are still around, according to the Rashba, they're a be'en. As long as there's still a be'en, there's no concept of mechila. But if the machzik didn't ask us, he went ahead and ate the peros, and now he's kind of is the question is, was there mechila on the part of the marikama? On that level, we could speak about mechila. That's mechila of a chov. That's one way of understanding the Gemara on Daf Kaftes. I heard from Eichelstein in some previous Gilgul that there's another pshat over here in the Gemara as well. And that requires a little background information that I sent you to. We pointed out that mechila on a be'en is a machokas rishonim. Mechila on a shibud, on a chov, everyone agrees, works. What about mechila on tashmishim? What about mechila on usage? Is there a concept of mechila on usage? That I have a field, people walk through my field in order to be able to get to shul, and there's this path. In other words, can they speak about the fact that because I was quiet, kanareh, that I was mochel? I have a porch. Someone's been hanging laundry over my porch, and it's been dripping onto my porch for the last X number of years. And now I go up to him and I say, "What's going on over here?" And he says, "You were mochel." Can a person be mochel? This now, nothing over here with the be'en. There's no be'en involved. There is no shibudim involved. It's tashmishim. Tashmishim, nezikin. Can a person be mochel on tashmishim and nezikin? That, l'chora, is a machlokes rishonim. Let's go back to Daf Vav Amar Aleph. Daf Vav Amar Aleph deals with two people who have chatzeros, one next to the other, and one of them, from his chatzer, sticks out things from his wall into the other person's airspace. So the Gemara over there deals with, do you get a chazaka for these things or not? So within Rashi, there's a Tosefis. On the fifth line of Rashi, it's where the Tosefis gives a background. Kol chazakos halalu d'shmaisin einon cheskos gimel shanim. D'lo shayach gimel shanim ela gabi cheskas karka. Shemachzik b'stei chavero. V'omer lo kachtiv mimcha. Aval hacha, we're not talking about a be'en. Hacha b'cheskas tashmishin ba'alma mayri. He's using someone's airspace to hang laundry lines. In other words, he's walking through someone's field. Here there's no inyan of shtar, so there's no inyan of waiting 3 years as darav shtare. We would have over here the shtika would be the raglayim ladover immediately. The amrinan. If he attached it with cement, it would be a chazaka immediately. The taima, mishum damrinan lo shavakin ish lishtamushe betoch shelo tashmish shel kviyut belo reshuto. Then it continues. Vekevan demishtamish zelafana v'shosek yesh lomar denotal reshus mimenu onosan lo mamon umachar lo tashmish ze. V'hane mire da have chazaka kegon shetoen hu machar li onosan li b'matana. Aval imto anishtamashi befana v'shasak, eina chazaka. Kiritnan becheskas abatim kol chazaka sheinim matayna, eina chazaka.
I mean, what over here is this shita which is brought in Rashi, and we find it also in Rashi himself. This is the clearest exposition. It's in Rashi, it's in Tosas. What over here is the shita of Rashi and Tosas? Can one be mochel on tashmishim? Can one be mochel on tashmishim? No. One can buy tashmishim. One can get tashmishim as a matana, and therefore one can come to with a taina. I bought the tashmishim. He gave me this tashmishim as a matana. V'haraya, he was quiet. There's no need for gimel shanim because there's no shtar. But I have to come with a taina that I actually purchased it. But if I simply say, you didn't say anything, right? That doesn't work. The same way there's no machila on a be'en, there's no machila on tashmishim. That's the shita of Rashi. The Baal Hamor takes it one step further. I didn't ask you to look at it because I didn't want to overburden you, but there is a Baal Hamor as well over here on Daf Gimel Amid Beis through Daf Dalet Amid Aleph, in which he says that Pum Fakert, the fact that it speaks about over here that this will be a Chazak after 30 days, after 70 days, Lav Lememra Dlo Bin on Gimel Shanim. You need 3 years. This is the cheskas tashmishim is like a cheskas karka. It means that we have to have a shtika for a long period of time. The only question is, does the period of time begin immediately, or only after a week, only after 30 days? Namely, we have over here a sheet of chachmei Ashkenaz, chachmei Provence, that there's no such thing as mechila on tashmishim, just like there's no such thing as mechila on karka, on metaltalim. You can't be mochel be'en, you can't be mochel tashmishim. Who is the other side of the equation? Who disagrees with this approach? The Ramban and the Rashba quote the Gaonim. If you looked in the Milchamos, I put it in brackets because I have pity on you. I know it's difficult to read the syntax of the Ramban. But smack in the middle of the on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in the Ramban, Va'ikar kedivrei hagaonim shecheskas hanezikin v'hashibudim iskayemos bepachos mishalosh shanim, and then he explains that we're dealing over here simply l'roe v'shosek via the shtika, that kevan shiraisa v'shosak machalta lehem benezek zeh, that we have over here a concept of machila. Hu hadin, this is what the Rashba has over here on Daf Kafches Amud Beis, that we have this world of mechila. Aval shibudim sheyesh lehem chazaka betanas savlanut kedarkei ha-gaonim niknen hein v'mechila. Sheilu hotzi ziz al-chatzer chaveru inami noatz kore bekos halo yochal hu limcholo shal yisalkei misham. Ein ze kenos en karka elo kemochel al-hashibudim. Elo kemochel al-hashibudim. Namely, that we have over here a new phrase. Up to now, we spoke about we have cheskas tana. That's right. Cheskas tana. That's our mishnah. We have cheskas kinyan. That's noal godal uparatz. According to the Gaonim, our mishnah is also cheskas kinyan. And we pointed out that the Meiri says in the third chazaka cheskas mechila. This is what the Raiva. This is what the Rashba calls. The fact that he has been patient, that shows after a certain time his patience is defined as machila. What the Meiri called machila, the Rashba calls savlanut. Cheskat savlanut. It's the same thing though that we have over here, aside from the taina of our mishnah, aside from the cheskas kinyan no agadol parah, we have a cheskas machila. How long is that cheskas machila? Sometimes it's la'altar, sometimes it's 7 days, sometimes it's 30 days. There's no need for gimel shanim, but this works on tashmishim. When we're dealing in the realm of tashmishim, then we have a cheskas machila. Over here, these work on karka. And over here, we're talking about tashmishim. Given this background, how else now could I explain the concept of mechila by achilas peiros? Up to now we said that if the machzik ate the peiros and now he owes money, so the owner, the marikama, can be mochel on the chov. How else can I now view achilas peiros? Tashmishim. I'm using the land. My achilas peiros is an extension of my use of the land. On the use of the land, on tashmishim, there's a concept of mechila. Maybe over here the Gemara is telling us that even if the peiros are still around, we could speak about mechila. Because we don't view the peiros as be'en, we view the peiros as the use of the land, the extension of the land. Let me bring you maybe a raya to this from a sugya that many of you are aware of. There's Gemara in Ksuvas. There's a Mishnah in Ksuvas. And Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis Ha'av Zakai Bebito Bekidusheo Bekesef Shtar Rabia Zakai Bemtsiyosa Masi Adeparas Nadareha Kabbalas Gita Ve'eno Ochal Peiros B'chayeha. Nises, when we have a husband, Yeser Alav HaBaal, the husband has more rights in his wife's property than a father has in his daughter's property. She'ochel peiros b'chayeha, chayav b'mezonoseha u'pirkuna u'kvurasa. That one of the rights that the husband has is that the husband can eat the fruit of the nichsei malog. If a woman brings karka into the marriage as nichsei malog, that karka belongs to her, the husband has the right to eat the peiros. The Gemara continues over there on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Tiknu mizanoseha tachas maase yadeha, furasa tachas ksuvasa, lefikach bal ochel peiros, peiros mandekar shemayu, kesu mefsachi katani, Tiknu mizanoseha tachas maase yadeha, pirkuna tachas peiros, furasa tachas ksuvasa. That we have over here, a give and a take within the relationship between the husband and the wife. The husband has obligations to his wife, and he has zuchuyot, and they're paired off. Here we have a pair between achilas peiros and pirkuna. The husband has to redeem his wife as she's taken into captivity, pirkuna, pidyon shvuyim, and in lieu of that, he gets to eat the peiros. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do we say that the ikar is that Chazal gave him peiros, and then they put on him the obligation of pirkuna to balance it off, or the ikar is his chayv pirkuna? Then they gave him the peiros to balance it off. That's the machlokos here in Baba Basra, between Rashbam and Tosfos. just look for a minute, just, you know, we'll get to it in Yirtzeh Hashem, on Daf. On Daf Mem Tesam at Aleph, in the Rashbam, right before the lines widen towards the bottom of the page, Kevan de Isla Peira, v'takonas Chachamim, Tiknu Peiros Shal Nichsei Isha Lebaal, Tachas Pirkuna. In other words, that basically the husband has to redeem his wife, and then in lieu of that they gave him Peiros. Tosos on Daf Mem Tesam at Beis, Divrei Maskil Yechola, he switches things around. He says just the opposite, that the in other words, that the Iker was that they gave Peiros to the husband, and then they were metaken. Okay, Ech Shelo Yiyeh, the husband eats Peiros in the field. Now, there are two sugyos that appear to be at loggerheads. How do we understand the husband's being able to eat the Peiros? What kind of a halacha is this? The woman owns the field, and the husband eats the peiros. There's a sugya in Gittin, on Daf Mem Zayin Amadez, in which the Gemara relates the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether we say Kinyan HaPeiros to Kinyan HaGuf Dame. Nafgamina, if someone purchased a field LePeiroseha, does he have to bring Bikurim? Is this considered to be Kinyan Peiros to Kinyan HaGuf? So the Gemara says, a husband has to bring Bikurim for his wife. So, and the Gemara brings that as a raya, the Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf Dame. Namely, this Gemara appears that that what Chazal gave the husband was a Kinyan Peiros in his wife's field. The wife has a Kinyan Haguf, the husband has a Kinyan Peiros. That's the Gemara in Gittin. However, there is a Gemara in Ksuvos, which goes from Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph to Ayin Tes Amud Beis, which is mashma the opposite. What I mean the opposite? It's mashma differently. There's a Gemara over there, Hagonev Vlad Bibehemat Malog. Let's say a woman came into a marriage with a cow. The cow gave birth to a calf. Okay? To whom does the calf belong? It's the peiros of Nichsei Malog. The chorit belongs to the husband. The cow belongs to the Isha. The calf belongs to the husband. The calf was stolen. We find the ganav. The ganav has to pay kefil. Who does he pay kefil to? To the woman or to the husband? Up to now, what would it appear? Who would he pay kefil to? To the husband, l'chora, because the guf of the cow belongs to the wife. However, the peiros, the vlad, belongs to the husband. My nafkamina, if we're dealing with a cow and a calf, or we're dealing with an orange tree and an orange. In other words, if the ganav had come and stolen the oranges, the chori should pay to the husband. If he steals the calf, he should pay to the husband. Says the Gemara, Hagone v'lam yitzne melog mesham teshlame kefil le'isha. He pays the woman teshlame kefil. So the Gemara raises his eyebrows. What's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Peira takinu le rabbanan, peira de peira lo takinu le rabbanan. That he has the right to the calf, not to the kefil. What do you mean he has the right to the calf and not to the kefil? The two go hand in hand. What's going on over here? What other way is there understanding the husband's rights to the peiros of Nichsei Malog aside from saying that he has a kinyan peiros?
Well, he has a specific aspect of tashmish.
He has the right of shimush. In other words, the field belongs to the woman. The shimush of the field belongs to the husband. The orange tree belongs to the woman. The shimush of the orange tree belongs to the husband. The peiros are the shimush of the orange tree. The calf is the shimush of the cow. This is all a shimush, but he only has the right of shimush. He doesn't have ownership. There's no ownership. The ownership is that of the woman. The peiros belong to the woman. They can be eaten by the husband. The husband has achilas peiros, not peiros. Achilas peiros. He has rights. He has achilas peiros. Nothing more than that.
In other words, if the husband really has peiros, then the kefil should go to the husband. If the husband has achilas peiros, the kefil goes to the wife. Here we have two sugyos within the concept of nichsei malog. One sugya pushes to the fact that the husband owns the peiros. He has a kinyan peiros. That's the sugya in Gittin. The sugya over here in Ksuvis implies that he has a kinyan peiros only in terms of tashmish. But the bailus and the peiros themselves belong to the woman. V'haraya, that the kefil goes to the woman. Yitachen, that when we speak over here about achilas peiros on daf kaftesimet aleph, this is the achilas peiros of the parallel to the sugya in Ksuvis on daf ayin tesimet beis. Namely, it's a tashmish, it's a schus tashmish, and as such, we would have a concept of mechila. I can be mochel tashmishim, according to Shitas HaGaonim. That's the Tainas Sivlonos. So we have another way of understanding the concept over here. What do we do with the steer between the sugya? Just point out that here in Baba Basra, on the Nun Amar Aleph, it points out that there was a stage in Jewish, Judaic halacha, in which a change came about within the relationship of a husband to his wife, Beusha hitkinu, ha'ishish and machrab nixim malog shelo meisa habal motzi miyad ha'lekuchos. Yitachen that at one point the baal's relationship to the peiros changed. In other words, l'tovat habal, it became stronger. Yitachen that the sugya in Ksuvis was the first stage. First stage, what he had achilas peiros. Second stage, after Takanas Usha, he already had the concept of a kinyan peiros. Ech shelo yeyeh, I'm trying to bring a raya from the world of Baal Ochel Peiros, that achilas peiros could be viewed as a tashmish of the field. Maybe that's what Chazal gave the husband and his wife's property, a zechut tashmish. Maybe that's what over here we're speaking about in our sugya on Tkaf Tesamet Aleph, where it speaks about Machil, the tashmish of the field. Eating the fruit is the tashmish of the field. That lends itself to mechila. At least that's a machlokes, whether tashmishim lend themselves to mechila, but the svara of the Gaonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, is that we have a concept of mechila by tashmishim. Yes?
We're speaking about the chazaka of tashmish still.
Yes?
And why after 3 years, I'm saying, well, the chazaka of tashmish is after you use it, then suddenly we say this is mechila and you continue to use it. So it would be if 3 years a person is mochon, that's a common case. It wouldn't be after 3 years a person is not mochon. Same when the Gemara talks about 1 year, 2 years, and 3 years not mochon.
Yes.
And when the Gemara asks about right. Whether we're talking about mechila, so that's another thing.
Okay, we can wait a second. Bisseder. Okay, so that simply is what we have over here in the first Teirutz of Tosfos. The second Teirutz of Tosfos, Iname, Tosfos, again, in Daf Kaf Chesamid Beis, has an Iname. If you don't like the first Teirutz, because the first Teirutz, you have to assume that there's a din of Mechila by Be'en, Iname, Ha de Kaparach Lememra de Chazaka, Belotayna Tabi Chazaka, Hainu Kagon de Amarle, Miplanya Zavinta de Zavna Minach. That we're dealing over here with what's known, halachically, we'll see this later on in the sugya, as a bari al yadei acher. In other words, I'm claiming that I bought it from someone who bought it from you. How do I know that he bought it from you? Because he said so. He told me he bought it from you. I don't know anything about it. He told me he bought it from you. This is a bari al yadei acher. This is a weak taina. Namely, when the Gemara says, chazaka she'eni ma taina, it means maybe if we're learning from Shor HaMuad, you don't need a strong taina, like I bought it from you and I lost my shtar. Maybe it's enough to have a weaker taina. I bought it from someone who says he bought it from you. Once we go to that direction of the weaker taina, the bara de acher, so within the Rishonim there are other rukimtos as well as of weak ta'anot. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah over here who gives the Ritva. The Ritva al Atar says that we're saying the person claims it's mine. It's mine. How is it yours? I'll take the fifth. I don't want to say how it's mine, but it's mine. In other words, I don't claim that I simply sat here and no one told me boo. I don't claim that I'm squatting. I claim it's mine, but I don't explain how. That's a weak taina. Or Rabbeinu Yonah over here says that when they ask me, no, you know what's going on? I take the fifth. I'm silent. I don't want. I don't say anything. I'm shosik.
that, in other words, I don't say that I'm squatting. I just don't say anything. Then we, once we say that chazaka she'eni mataina doesn't necessarily mean that I say that I'm squatting. It could be that I have a borei de'acher. It could be that I simply have this generic taina. It's mine. Or it could be I'm shosek. I'm quiet. In other words, all of those would be weak tainas that perhaps, if we're learning from Shor HaMuad, those would be enough. Kamash malan, that no, if we don't have a tainas bari, it's like a hodoas ba'al din, that the marikama is really the owner. Okay, that's what we have over here in Tosos, Daf Kaftes Amud Beis, and how it relates to the sugya on Daf Kaftes Amud Aleph. So we've come, if you want to, full circle, that's where we began. We began to discuss the sugya with the Me'iri, who pointed out that there are three chazakot, Cheskas Taina, Cheskas Kinyan, Cheskas Mechila. We point out that according to the Rishonim, Tainas Gimel Shonim is a Cheskas Taina. According to the Gaonim, Cheskas Gimel Shonim is a Cheskas Kinyan. And we have a Machlokas Rishonim as to whether there is a concept of Cheskas Mechila. Rashi, Tosos, Bal Hamor, they say there's no such thing as Cheskas Mechila. In other words, if you're dealing with the world of Tashmishim, you have to claim that you bought it. We need a Cheskas Taina on Tashmishim. Tashmishim, you have to say you bought it, you got it as a gift, etc. However, the Gaon and Chachmei Sfarad assume that there is a concept of Cheskas Mechila, or if you want, you use the language of the Rashba, Cheskas Sablanut, and that applies to the world of Tashmishim. What Rav Lichtenstein wanted to be Machadish was maybe you could view Achilas Peros as a broad extension of Tashmishim that would help us to understand the sugi over here in Daf Kaftes and Aleph. We don't have to say that Peros is Mechila on the end. No, it's Mechila on Tashmishim. And as I pointed out, the Chora, that would help us understand one perspective of the concept of Achilas Peros by a husband. It's not a Kinyan Peros, but rather it's a Cheskas Tashmishim, Nafkamina in terms of Tefo. Okay? Yes?
Is that phrase of Peros and Peros, is that going to be literal also?
Is that? That's exactly the question. What does that phrase mean? Are we dealing over here with simply a quantitative limitation, that he has one generation, he can eat the oranges, but he can't use their seeds? Or are we dealing over here with simply a descriptive term that says he has rights, he doesn't have ownership? Peira ika, he has the right of achila. Peira de peira, which would imply ownership, that he doesn't have. That's exactly, you know, it's what we're dealing with over here. Rav Lichtenstein understood that Peira de Peira was a descriptive term that he has rights, he has a schut, achilas peiros, he has the right to use the peiros, but the peiros aren't his. The kefil would go to his wife. Very, very good, you put it very nicely. Yes?
The Reluctancy's idea that achilas peiros is tashmishe karka, I think the Tosk gives this for an answer for the Rambam and the Rebbe Tosoga.
Okay, we'll come to that. Okay, very good. Okay. Very, very fine. I didn't want to get involved in that currently, but you're right, the Ksos does. In other words, Ruxin didn't make up the concept. He simply applied it to the world of Achilas Peros of Nifse Malok. Okay, I said at this point, what I'd like to do with you is go back to the beginning of the parak and simply try to just fill in the missing links. We had a Mishnah. Mishnah spoke about Cheskas Gimel Shanim. We pointed out that this Mishnah, according to all of Chachmei Sfarad, apply, in other words, means that we have over here a Cheskas Raya. We can interpret it like the Ritva and the Ramban. Midashasak Raglaim Ladavar, and then the Gimel Shana, remove the Reyus of Achvei Shtarcha, or like the Tzos that we have over here at Takonas Hashuk. What about Chachmei Ashkenaz? How do Rashi and Tosfos understand Cheskas Gimel Shana? Can you medayik anything in Rashi on the Mishnah as to how does he understand Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Let's read the Rashi. Bebeis Hashalchin mitoch shehamayin besochol shemashkin osa mimenu tadir osa peros tadir v'chol dover shosa peros tadir Cheskas Gimel Shanim miyom liyom. Now Rashi explains. Im hechzik ba Gimel Shanim shleimos Ein tzarech lahavi shtar machira, v'im iraru alei ba'alim rishonim, v'ze, namely the machzik, omer machartali, v'avad shtari, cheskaso mo eleslo. What is it, can you bring any, does it appear in any direction over here as to what is the nature of cheskas gimel shanim?
Cheskas Gimel Shanim, that the Machzik will be believed with the Taina of Avad Shtari. It's a raya for his taina, but what sort of a raya? Are we dealing over here with the takanas chachamim? Are we dealing over here with the reyusa simply falling off and something else entering into the picture? So far is unclear. But let's look at the next Rashi. Stay beis habaal and go down to the last four lines of Rashi, where Rashi says, Harei ze cheskas gimel shanim ritzufas, She'ein lecha adam haroa es chaveiro shezoreya es sadehu le'echol pri ha'asir l'shana v'shosek. When you put these two Rashis together, what lechora do you have? That lechora we have over here, the cheskas raya of the right of the Ramban, of the Ritva, that we have two stages. A, we have the midashasak reglaim ledavar. Ein lecha adam haroa es chaveiro zoreya sadehu v'shosek. And B, we have the removal of the problem of the shtar. That if he claims, avad shtari, cheskasa mo'eletro, that will believe him that avad shtaro. It's not 100%, and that's why we didn't bring it earlier. But the fact that the Rashi brings these two factors, if he would have agreed with the ktsos, he wouldn't have had to come on to the bottom. The ikar isn't that the shtika, the ikar is that we have a takana sashuk. That we have, he's believed after 3 years, that avad shtaro. So the fact that we have over here Rashi bringing both factors, the factor of the nemonis of avad shtari and the factor of roa b'shosek, it would appear like the mainstream shita of Chachmei Svara. Okay, just a he'ora. In terms of the Tosfos on the Mishnah, the first Tosfos is a technical one in terms of is a beis habad tashmisho tadir or not. The second Tosfos deals with something more meaty, and that's in terms of the nature, the quality, if you want to, of cheskas gimel shanim. What does the machzik have to do in order to use the taina of gimel shanim? What relationship does he have to the karaka? So Tosfos points out, mitoch perish akuntris mashma. The boy Rabbi Yishmael, who yizra v'yiktzor ba'oso gimel chadashim rishonim. And we have over here, the Mishnah deals not only with the beis hashalchin, but with the stei habal. What's the difference between stei habal and the beis hashalchin? By the beis hashalchin, we have a shimush tadir. By the Stei Habaal, we're dealing with Mistapekes v'me gishamim, eino ose peros elapam achas b'shana. We have, I guess what you would call, an agricultural year. We have a year, 365 days. That's the year that we look at in terms of Beis HaShalchin. In terms of Beis Habaal, we look at the agricultural year. The agricultural year could be 3 months. The agricultural year could be 1 month. What's the machlokas in Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael? Those looked a little later on. Tosas quotes it. Daflamet vavamet beis. Peira rabba, peira zuta, ika beinahu. You have an agricultural year that's enough to grow peira rabba. You have a shorter agricultural year that's enough to grow peira zuta. Which of these agricultural intervals, which of these agricultural years, or agricultural seasons if you want to, which of these agricultural seasons are we viewing as the Iker? That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. But what do you have to do in that agricultural season in order to claim a Chazakah? So Tosfos says, according to Rashi, you have to be Zoreya and Kotzer, and Tosfos himself holds it's enough to be Zoreya. If you look into Rashi, does Rashi really say what Tosfos is medayik in his Lashon? They have to be Zoreya and Kotzer? We read the language of Rashi a few minutes ago. The end of Rashi, Dibra Maskil, Stei Beis Habaal. Ein lecha adam haroa es chaveiro shezoreya es sadehu le'echol pri ha'asui l'shana v'shosek. Is that Rashi telling us that we don't have a person who watches his friend be zoreya and kotzer? Yes? Correct. L'chora Rashi over here, I mean, what Tosfos, what the Ri comes up with, Nira L'Ri,
the lo boy Rabbi Yishmael sheyizra hasada viyiktzor ela afilu zara, right? With, you know, with even without the ktsira, but you need a zriya that would give forth a harvest, a zriya that would give forth a agricultural harvest, a yearly harvest. That would be enough. L'chora, at least from what we have in our Rashi, it appears to be very similar to the Ri. But the problem that's raised over here by Tosos at the end of Dibra Maskel Shlosha Chadoshim is that how long does that Zriya take? That Zriya takes a week. We're talking over here about a period of a month or 3 months. What goes on during the rest of the time? So Tosos says during the rest of the time, Odomeri de achzik ba kahagavna shenoal v'godar es asada noal b'mafteach eminyach ish likanes v'chulei. Namely, what this is a sugya we're going to be moving into Bli Neder next week. We have over here sort of a two-stage chazaka. You need a chazaka that A, you have an act which is qualitatively strong enough to bring about an immediate reaction on the part of the Marikama. If someone really owns it, he would never allow an individual to do such an act, Zriya / Ktsira, Zriya Kidei Liktzor. That's an act that has a certain echut, a certain quality about it. But B, we also pointed out that according to all the deos in the Mishnah, except for the Rav Yishmael at the end, according to all the deos, it's not enough to have an act. You need time. There's also a factor of time, of quantity. There's quality and quantity. There's an act that has to have a certain degree of quality, and then there's a certain quantity of time that has to exist in which the individual is present in the field. And without that quantity, the quality is not going to be enough. Namely, the fact that someone was Zoreya and then he left the field, that's not enough to bring about a macha. What should bring about the macha is A, he was Zoreya, and B, he stuck around. That we need somewhat of a retzef, we need somewhat of a continuity that this person is showing relationship to the field for a period of time. This concept of retzufos is the next sugya we're going to be dealing with. How long does the retzef have to be? Do we have to have bookends? Exactly how does it work out? But Tosos already is raising the issue that we need this combination, a combination of A, an act with a certain quality, and B, a period of time quantitatively in which there's a relationship to the field, but it could be on a lower level of behavior. You don't necessarily need that the person be Zoreya the entire time. He could be Zomer, he could be Noel. He needs a lower level of connection. Okay, that's the Tosfos Diraskel Shlosha. There are two more Tosfos on the Mishnah. Hein Yudchet Chodesh, Tosfos is bothered by the number in the Mishnah. Kines es Tfuaso, Tosfos is bothered by the order of the harvests. That in reality, the Kayetso, the date harvest, precedes the grape harvest and the olive harvest, correct? Okay. Anyone have any ha'aros? They want to add anything? Okay, that's what we have on the Mishnah. Yes? Yes. Yes. That's right. We're moving over to Ritzufos. So let's hold off. Okay. We don't have enough background material. We are really only going to get to this on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. But at least to begin to discuss it, we have to get to Daf Kaf Tes Amid Aleph. But just the fact that, in other words, the principles that you see, in other words, we're going to have to come back to this Tosos. But what you see is that we have over here a two-stage chazaka. There is the achila chashuva, which is a necessary factor, and the period of the retzef of time that also requires some degree of usage, which is also an important factor. That combination of factors brings about the cheskas gimel shani. Okay, within the Gemara, we saw over here the Gemara according to the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Ramban, and according to the Gaonim. Tosfos over here, E mashor muad ad negicha revius, deals with the issue of the nature of negicha revius. That's a pure Baba Kama issue. We're not going to get involved in it currently. What's the machlokis over there in Baba Kama between Abaye and Rava? How does our sugi relate to that machlokis? I'm just pointing out that that's what's dealt with. We're not going to get into it. In terms of the Tosos Ad Negichah Revias that we read through, and we built our entire understanding of the sugya on the two ways that Tosos makes the connection between Cheskas Gimel Shanim and Shor Hamuad. Yes? Yeah, no. What? Yes? The Rivam.
Yeah. The Rav people don't use it always, and yet our Mishnah is saying the Chazaka is they use it always.
Our Mishnah is relating to a base Chabad which is used by those people constantly. No. It's saying when the Mishnah mentions Beis Chabad, it's referring to the Yesh Bnei Yodam Shematzniyim Bo Kol Hashanah V'Dorachim. Not the other. Otherwise, we move over into the world of the Beis Habal, where you have a season as opposed to a year. Moving over to Kafches Amud Beis, Tosos Elameyata, we dealt with the part of Tosos that relates to our sugya, concept of Mechila and the weak Taina. Then Tosos moves again into the world of Baba Kama, what's the nature of Ha'ada, Yude Tura, Yude Gavra, and links our sugya with the concept of Yude Tura. That's again, we're not getting into Shor HaMuad. We want to understand at this point, the world of Toin V'Nitan of Baba Basra. The sugya then moves on to another question, Maskif L'Rav Avira, Ela Me'ata Macha Shel Abafan Avro Tehave Macha. If we have the comparison to Shor HaMuad, let's go across the board, even to the concept of Befanav. There we have a din of Huad Bebalav. And the Gemara says, Huad Bebalav is an exception to the rule. And our Gemara has a different criteria. What was the Havamina of the Gemara to bring in Macha'a? If we're comparing Chazaka to Shor HaMuad. Not Macha'a, that was bought, that... That Tosus raises that question. Tosus answers that simply technically, that we're assuming that the chazak would be heard more than the macha'a. The macha'a is more problematic, maybe there we need lefanav. And the distinction of the maskon of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is a svara. Huad bebal of the bailim in Shor HaMuad would have to be around in order to mess up the Edim, in order to cross-examine the Edim, in order to show the Edim, maybe Edim Zomimim. Ma'ashenken over here, it's enough to have Chavra the Chavra Yisle, it's enough to have knowledge, there's no need for anyone's presence. As long as the Macho'a will be heard, that's all that one requires. The Macho'a serves as a presence. The Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda deal with whether there's a time factor within Shor HaMuad. If there's no time factor in Shor HaMuad, why should there be a time factor in Cheskas Gimel Shanim? So Gemara says, in Achiname, if you hold that there's no time factor in Shor HaMuad, there's no time factor in Gimel Shanim either. That's a shita of Rav Yishmael, Hochi Usher of Rav Yishmael, and then moves over to Rabbanan. Okay, do I think anything else? Tosfos on the top of Kaftesim at Aleph simply points out the Machlokas Rav Yishmael and Rabbanan is, are we dealing with a time factor in Cheskas Gimel Shanim, or are we dealing with three achilos chashuvos, three acts and nothing more? We're dealing with Rabbanan. The quantitative time factor is also a factor. So, okay, I think that brings us pretty much up to date. Okay, if anyone has any questions, please come over during Seder, etc. But, at this point, we're going to move to the next sugya. So if you can pass out the Islamic comma, so give you a sense of where we're moving. Okay, we're going to start from the Gemara of Amar Rav Huna about the middle of the Amud, where the Gimel of the Ein Mishpat is, and break up the Gemara into pieces. You certainly have the right to learn straight. I'm not, telling you, but in terms of Shia, we're going to break it up into pieces. If you want to simply, see the broad picture, so learn straight
from Amar Rav Huna until Daf Kaftes Amid Beis, up to Rav Ukva, until the fourth line, Rami Bar Chama v'Rav Ukva, up to the fourth line of the Gemara. You can simply learn that straight. We're going to deal with the two bookends, the beginning of the Gemara, and then the end of that Gemara, and see that according to Rishonim, what is the concept of Gimel Shanim in terms of continuity, in terms of Ritzufos. So over here, on the Daf, we have the Rashbam and Tosfos on Daf Kaftesim Ebeis Rimaskil Mode Rav Huna. The Rambam over here, there are two different Inyanim, one where the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid, another the Magid Mishnah has one understanding of the Rambam, Dagos Mamanios, quote, another understanding of the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yonah. All of that will give us a broader picture of Ritzufos, and then to begin to fill in the middle. And we'll take it step by step. After having seen the first eight lines of Rav Huna, then we'll move over into our Mishnah, when the last thin line, Tanan Cheskas Habatim, in which we have Abaye and Rava understanding our Mishnah in a certain direction, and Rav Yemar raising an issue of Nehiya Be'edus. Over here, simply to understand what is the Ukimta, we have within the Rishonim a number of options. The Ravid, we only find in the Shittas Mekubetzes. If you want to, you can be lazy and look at the Rashba and the Ritva and the Rinna Yonah, also in the Shittas Mekubetzes, or see them inside. Tosfos over here deals with the concept of Nogeya Be'edus, and the Rambam, again, we appear to be going in different directions in Hilchos Toim Benitan and Hilchos Eidus. Okay, so it's mamish to learn the Gemara and the Rishonim over here. What we're leaving out is Marzutra. There's a little piece from Marzutra that we're going to leave out. We're not going to get to it next time. Hopefully, and if someone wants to, they can fill it in. And there's a long Tosfos over here, Amar Marzutra, that we'll get to. But we won't get to it next time. Okay, this side.
Yes.